This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Braves leading 9-5 over the Marlins. Enjoying the incredible talents of Van Halen today. Eddie Van Halen passing away at the age of 65. Play my special dedication to my wife coming up next break. Don't answer it. See if you can guess what it is. Before I play. By Van Halen, of course.
I have an idea.
All right. 706-863-5800 is the number.
One more quick happy story about a sad story. My family loved the Van Halen music, and we took my oldest son that was driving today to see Van Halen when he was 6 years old, and he wound up getting a guitar pick from the handler. Eddie motioned for his handler. He handed him the pick and made sure that that pick got to my son that was 6 years old at the time. So he's got a little framed case with a picture of him, the guitar pick, an autograph of him. But he kept the Eddie was like motioning left and right till the guy got to my son. So it wasn't one that he just flicked out into the audience. He actually motioned and got that pick to my 6-year old son.
Very
that went
cool.
To see him.
I tell people whenever I possibly can, if they've got young children or taking them to concerts, If they're anywhere near the front, make sure that the lead singer or the drummer at least sees your kid, because they will end up handpicked. My son's gotten 3 sets of drumsticks because of that. When he was little, he's 11 now. Now he's taller than half the people in the audience. He's not going to get anything. But it's funny. If they can connect with a little bitty kid, that's normally who gets the goodie, no doubt. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Bob. Usually when I send an over-the-top declaration of my affection or make some kind of funny, rather risque dedication to Mrs. Rhodes, she immediately sends me a text message saying, stop. She didn't send me one this time. I think she's enjoying it now. Ryan, are you there?
I am.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today, buddy?
Well, man, I am calling just to express my sympathy to the Van Halen family and to mourn the loss of an absolute legend in the rock and roll world. I idolized that band when I was probably starting in fifth grade, and I can remember, Austin, being, of all places, at church on a Sunday night in a room at the church catty corner from the Civic Center. This was probably back in 1984. And Van Halen came to Augusta that year and played at the Civic Center, and then known as the Civic Center. And I remember being able to hear from within the church building, you know, standing at the window, hearing the music, emanate from that building, and just remember wishing really bad that I could have traded places and left the church. Not to be horrible about nothing against church or anything like that, but just really wishing I could be there. I idolized Alex Van Halen. I played the drums from a young age all the way up through to even today. And, you know, friends knew me for being a Van Halen fan. I had stuff plastered, pictures of them all over my locker. And I still think they are, you know, a mover, a shaker in the rock world, not just because of Eddie's contribution to guitar playing and finger tapping and whatnot, but just the whole band. They're how wide and diverse their repertoire is, man. I mean, from ballads to just absolute shredding. Anyway, I'm just calling. I could hardly believe when I was at my desk at work today when I saw on a sidebar Eddie Van Halen dies at 65. I thought it was probably some just, you know, finger clickbait or something like that, false clickbait. But I did click it, of course, and then all these other sort of confirming things showed, and I just, oh my gosh. And about that same time, one of my sons texted me, hey, Dad, EVH died, you know, and I'm, oh man, it's getting slammed. I can't believe it. So there's just this little bit of a small reservoir of hope in me that's been emptied because I've always hoped and hoped, probably against hope, that Van Halen would somehow reemerge, you know, again.
Intact, you mean, with David Lee Roth?
Either that or with Sammy. I mean, again, I'm one of those guys that likes both stages of that band. I like both sides, but both sort of.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool to see them in concert with both guys because they certainly had different hits. Not that Sammy wasn't completely capable of singing lead vocal on the ones that David did, but I mean, it's like Fleetwood Mac. You want to see the original recipe, if you possibly can. Yeah. I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham. That's crazy. I just can't imagine that.
I know. And all the sort of romantic drama in that band. Weird stuff. Yeah. But and there's drama of a different sort in the Van Halen history. It's checkered with that sort of stuff. But
Didn't they kick Michael Anthony out last?
You know, if you go online and try and find information about Anthony standing with the band, you'll discover that he had a falling out with the brothers as well. I say as well because Sammy did too. But and that's sad. I don't even want to. I kind of want to remain willfully ignorant about that because I kind of, like I said, I idolize those. The musicians.
Hey, let me tell you, I know that we're not comparing the Monkees to Van Halen, but there's a funny little story about that. For years and years and years, I could never figure out why Peter Tork and Mike Nesmith, who were incredibly talented musicians, hated each other's guts. I couldn't, if in any two members of that group getting along well, you would have thought it would have been Tork and Nesmith because they were both excellent musicians. Well, I didn't find out until about a year ago. Now I now understand, and nobody ever writes about this or talks about it.
And I know what you're going to say.
Did you hear me talking about it earlier? And is that why you know?
I might be wrong, but go ahead and finish. I bet I know what you're going to say.
Mike Nesmith knocked up Peter Tork's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
He had a very, very, I say girlfriend. He had a woman that was his spiritual soulmate. And they would, you know, get together and knock shoes every now and then. But Nesmith had a fling with her, and she got pregnant. And this is while Nesmith was married to his first wife. And they had an illegitimate child together. That's it.
I had heard a weirder story. Well, that's actually pretty dang weird. But I heard that Peter went into the porn industry, not as a performer, but as like a producer.
No, not at all.
Is that baloney?
Yeah, that's baloney.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. Good, I can stress that out of my mind.
Yeah, that's he did a little stint in jail for pot possession in the early 70s, but he didn't. It wasn't anything at all. Concerning pornography. Not at all. Torque's soulmate was a photographer named Nurit Wild, and she's actually been featured. She was featured in the Laurel Canyon documentary that, that came out recently. She and Henry Diltz are two of the photographers.
What?
And Nurit was, again, the soulmate, so to speak, of Peter Torque. And of all the women Mike could have had, he had again an illegitimate child, Jason, with Nurit Wild, and at the time that happened, his wife was recovering from a horrific automobile accident. Terrible situation, but I never knew that. But it goes back to these rock groups, and hell, you've seen it happen. Everybody from Kiss to the Mamas and the Papas to the Jackson Five, you get these petty arguments and disagreements between these members, and they're never able to understand or figure out that they're never as good separately as they, the sum of their parts is never the same as what they are together. And even people say, well, Michael Jackson was a whole different thing. Maybe so, but they never recaptured, in my humble opinion, the magic that the Jackson Five had. Same with Van Halen. I enjoyed the Sammy Hagar years, but when David Lee Roth was there, it was just something different about the band. I don't know. Same with Kiss and their original lineup.
Right, it was flamboyant, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Which is one of the reasons why I was a little mystified when, well, until you started talking over the soundtrack, but you were playing Pretty Woman, which now makes sense when you were saying that about your wife in Texas and all that, I guess.
Actually, I was playing Hot for Teacher for her.
Oh, okay.
My wife's a high school teacher, and yeah.
Coming back on the air, you were playing the other one.
Well, I was playing that of course being the Van Halen remake of Pretty Woman. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And which I thought, well, dang it, yeah, I'm playing something that's original to them, you know.
But well, I've been playing them all day long. I'm about running out of hits. That's the problem.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, all right, Ryan, I got to run, man. I appreciate the memories, though. Good stuff. Hang in there.
All right.
See you later. And again, with Fleetwood Mac, we were talking about that a little while ago too. I don't think, unless you've got the original mix there, even though there were some members early on that dropped out later on. I'm trying to remember that guy's name, Bob. What was his name? He did Ebony Eyes. Ebony Eyes. What was it? Bob Welsh, I think it was his name. He started out with Fleetwood Mac, but I'm talking about Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, and the McVees, both of them. And you just – that's that to me, that's Fleetwood Mac. Same thing, same conversation you had with the Eagles as well.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.